Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee held a meeting this week about a topic that's very important to a lot of folks from the northern part of Pennsylvania, and that has to do with difficulties people have been having in terms of what kind of gas royalty payments they've been getting from the companies that are extracting gas. What's going on with this issue, and what's your view of where this bill's going?
Legislation that I've co-sponsored with my northern tier colleagues in Tioga, Bradford, Sullivan, Susquehanna, and Lycoming County. Delighted to say we had an extensive committee meeting this week to clarify minimum royalty payments in state law. It was subject of a meeting of the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee. The members were very, very inquisitive, asked many probative questions. And, of course, the answers were lengthy as well. And, unfortunately, we ran out of time to have an actual voting meeting on the amendments. House Bill 1684 would directly respond to concerns by our property owners, landowners that have gas wells on their property, that their royalty payments have decreased due to a post-production cost. Last year, some energy companies attempted to reduce or succeeded in reducing royalties below the statutory minimum by transferring post-production costs to royalty owners. And this was as a result of a Supreme Court case that they saw an opening to capitalize upon. And the court decision said the legislature has the right to come back and squarely correct any inconsistency or misinterpretation about the law that had been on the books since 1979. So there are costs that are incurred between the wellhead and a final market point of sale and typically include dehydration and transportation, among other things. So when these expenses are deducted, final payments, unfortunately, often result in royalty shares of less than 1/8, which is equivalent to about 12.5%. And during the committee meeting, the bill was vetted at length, and of particular discussion was an amendment that would provide further clarification to the 1979 state law and to respond to the changing industry. A couple of technical details in the language are currently being worked on as a result, and the committee chairman tabled the bill. The goal with this legislation is seeking fairness for our landowners and our property owners, and in making sure that the landowners receive the minimum royalty payment of 1/8 or 12.5% as guaranteed by 1979 state law, and that companies do not deduct post-production costs from that payment. As I said, a recent Supreme Court case ruled that the General Assembly must further clarify these terms, and this is what we are attempting to do. The committee process is the appropriate time to work out any problems there might be with the bill or its amendments. Members of the committee, I think, are ready to cast a vote next Monday. We owe it to our landowners to get this right, so we're redrafting an amendment to make sure that we have clarity with respect to this new law. The Environmental Resource Energy Committee will continue its discussion of the legislation at its next meeting for Monday, March 7th at 11 a.m., at which time a vote on the bill is expected. We've also written to the Attorney General to begin a formal investigation into one of the companies and the circumstances in which possibly the law may have been violated. So this is a very, very important issue to the northern tier of Pennsylvania, where we have per capita the most amount of natural gas wells producing in the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.